Hey everybody, welcome to God Still Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Leon Dupria.
I want to share with you symptoms and five symptoms of what it is or that'll show in your life when you are attacked by the spirit of Jezebel. You see, a prophetic people will always be attacked by spirit. A lot of times these symptoms are mistaken for physical conditions or physical symptoms of sickness or illness or depression, and people would misdiagnose, and as a result they would give wrong medication. If I say medication, let me say treatment, wrong treatment, where they would try to do a physical fleshly treatment instead of a spiritual treatment, because it is a spiritual attack. A spiritual attack will always be masked under physical symptoms. A Jezebelic attack will always be masked under physical symptoms. It'll confuse you. You won't know what is happening. If you are a person that is saying, you know, I have a prophetic anointing, or I'm connected to a prophetic ministry, or I'm entering into my prophetic destiny, I have a destiny, a purpose. And every believer, if you have the Holy Spirit, you have the prophetic spirit on you. You have the spirit of prophecy. So when you want to enter into your destiny, you're going to have a spillover of Jezebel attacking your life. So, you know, there are five symptoms that is common in the life of somebody that is under the attack of Jezebel. And this is so simple. I want to do it quickly by sharing with you that we see in the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 19, when Jezebel sent her prophets after Elijah to kill him. And we see what happens in that situation and how Elijah responds. We see one of the first symptoms, one of the first signs that is happening in Elijah's life is what we call intimidation. When you feel intimidated, it means Jezebel is at work. You know, 1 Kings 19 verse 1 to 2 says this. It says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with a sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, 'So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow this time.'" Jezebel will intimidate you with fear, will scare you to tell you if you carry on with what you are doing, you will die. There's always a threat in ministry and a threat for somebody that is pursuing the call of God in their life, pursuing a prophetic destiny on their life. And that is the spirit of intimidation initiated by Jezebel. So if you feel intimidation, you must know Jezebel is at work. The second sign, symptom of an attack from Jezebel is to be isolated, and you would feel like you want to isolate yourself. A lot of ministers fall in this trap. They want to pull away from people, thinking or confusing separation with isolation. You see, separation is healthy, isolation is unhealthy. Separation is godly, isolation is selfish. The Bible says a man who isolates himself, he is only thinking upon himself, he's selfish. 1 Kings chapter number 19 verse 4, listen to how Elijah responded. The Bible says, "But he himself, Elijah, went a day's journey into the wilderness. And he came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die. And he said, 'It is enough. Now the Lord take my life.'" He ran away. He tried to isolate himself. And we see how he eventually went to a cave alone. A prophetic people will always be feeling rejected, like they are being isolated, or they have to pull away from people. They will feel pressured. It is a symptom of a Jezebelic attack, and you have to do the opposite, be around people. The third symptom of Jezebel attacking someone, you will become spiritually sick. You will feel like you don't have a desire to pray anymore. You don't have a desire to read the word anymore. Look at what happened to Elijah under the attack of Jezebel. 1 Kings 19 verse 5 to 6. He says, the Bible says, "Then as Elijah lay and slept under a broom tree." You see, a spiritual attack will give you fatigue to such a place where you feel lazy. You feel like you cannot accomplish anything anymore. We see how the angel came and touched him and told him, "Arise and eat." Elijah was so depressed. He was so spiritually sick. He got up, he ate, and he went back to sleep again, even after an angel woke him up. You know, in the physical, when you get sick, you can get up, eat a meal, and you just go to bed again. A lot of people don't want to eat when they are sick. It is the same spiritually. Let's get into the fourth symptom of when you're attacked under the Jezebel spirit. You will feel fatigued, tired, and depressed. It says that Elijah laid down again after he ate the meal. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him again and said, arise, because the journey is too great for you. You see, Elijah was under such depression. He just had an encounter with an angel, got fed with food by an angel, and went back to sleep again. So fatigue, tiredness, and depression is the fourth symptom of an attack of Jezebel. Then we see the fifth symptom, that you will feel that you can no longer speak prophetically. Your prophetic voice will be shut. In 1 Kings 19 verse 4, Elijah said these words. He said, I pray that I may die. It is enough. He said, Lord, take my life. He wanted to shut down the prophetic voice. A Jezebel spirit wants to shut down the prophetic voice. And the sixth symptom, although this is only five symptoms, is always suicidal. You'll see in America pastors, young pastors or ministers and people, especially in the prophetic ministry, they'll feel so isolated, depressed, fatigued, a spirit of suicide will come upon them. These are symptoms that shows that Jezebel is at work. It comes after a prophetic person. So if you are revealing or you have these symptoms in your life, I want you not to look only at a medical diagnosis, but look at a spiritual diagnosis. Do a spiritual checkup and treat it spiritually. When you feel intimidated, get scriptures and get boldness on you. When you feel isolated, get amongst people. When you feel depressed, get into the scriptures, get with people. Deal with the root, deal with Jezebel. It is never healthy to run from Jezebel, but to face Jezebel on, confront Jezebel. It is by the sword that Jezebel fell. It was not Elijah who overcame Jezebel, it was his successors that overcame Jezebel. And God always sees what Jezebel does, and there will be repayment. What Elijah did wrong is he ran from Jezebel. When he ran, imagine he had victory over 400 prophets of Baal, killed them all by the sword, yet he ran away from one woman. That is what a Jezebel spirit will do. It'll make you feel scared of one threat, yet you had the greatest victory. So today, if you feel like that, know that if you're prophetic, an attack of Jezebel will come. Deal with the root, attack Jezebel, confront it, and do not run away. The first mistake Elijah did was to run away. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Visit encounterchurch.co.za, leondeprayer.com. Share this podcast with somebody. Like this podcast. Share it on your social media. Every day, I'll be giving you keys, whether it is in the prophetic or the word, or how to have an encounter with God. God bless you, and see you tomorrow.